Hi there, this is Ellis Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for the weekend of Saturday, November 25th and Sunday, November 26th. I hope you're enjoying these podcasts sponsored by AmWager. Check out AmWager.com, a great betting site. They're good enough to sponsor these podcasts and the Key Races blog, which has the written analysis of the Saturday races. We always throw in a race on Sunday on the podcast as well, AmWager.com. To view the blog, go to AmWager.com/handicapping or just click on handicapping from AmWager.com. On the heels of last week's biggest score on the podcast and the blog at Aqueduct in the turf race, we are going to come back and start the key races on Saturday with the eighth race at Aqueduct, the Aqueduct Turf Sprint Championship. Post time 3:20. And in this race, excellent trainer Jason Service has a pair of horses that I'm going to treat as an entry, even though they have different owners, for Rainbow Air and 9 Summation Time, open at 10-1 and 12-1 respectively. And as such, I can just bet them both. You can use a dutching tool like the one at AmWager to allocate the bets so you get the best return for your win dollars. For Rainbow Air, just lost in a fours blanket finish in the Turf Monster at Parks when last seen in September. Before that, won off a layoff in a turf sprint, come back off a layoff again today. Irad Ortiz sees fit to ride. The only time previously Ortiz rode was back in August of 2016, the Troy Stakes at Saratoga, a turf sprint just like this one, in which he led late and lost by a neck on the wire in a free horse photo. 9 Summation Time was off from March to October, came back to win by 3 at 6 furlongs at Belmont on the grass last month, ran huge in that race, wire to wire, but he doesn't need the lead to win. Irad Ortiz rode him last time, but rides Service's other horse in Rainbow Air today. No problem with Manny Franco getting on here. These two are very, very nice horses. 10 for 20, first or second in his career, 10 for 18 on the grass for Summation Time. 16 for 29 in his career, first or second, Rainbow Air, 4 for 8 on the grass. Bet the 4, Rainbow Air, and the 8, Blind Ambition to win. I'd say odds of about 3-1 or better. For exotics, we'll use the 1, Snow Day, who won the Laurel Dash, one before last at this 6 furlong trip, opens at pretty high odds at 15-1. We will use the 3, White Flag, opening at 7-2, who won the Allied France Stakes for three-year-olds, only one before last under Rosario. Didn't run badly at all against older in the Grade 2 Nyrktik after that. And we'll throw in the 11, Buchero, who posted the big upset in the Woodford back in October at Keeneland, at 26-1 under De La Cruz, who comes in to ride from Gleishaw's home base in Indiana. And then in the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint, not disgraced at all at 29-1, beaten a length by Stormy Liberal, Richard's Boy, and Disco Partner, had some traffic trouble as well. So the exacta play here is to play a 5-horse exacta box using the 1 Snow Day, the 4 Rainbow Air, the 3 White Flag, the 9 Summation Time, and the 11 Buchero. All in all, an excellent betting opportunity here in the 8th at Aqueduct, the Aqueduct Turf Sprint at 3:20 Eastern Time. We're going to skip forward a few hours and move to the West Coast, starting with the Hollywood Derby at Del Mar, 6:30 Eastern, 3:30 Pacific, race 7. Mile length on the grass, $300,000. A little bit of chalk, a little bit of price here. Top pick's going to be the 7, Motown, opening at 3-1. Motown just crushed the field. Older foes in the allowance race at Belmont, first time on turf, last time out. From 3 back to 3 in front with a big burst before drawing off the win by 6. 113 Echo Base speed figure is on par with Sharp Samurai's Grade 2 Twilight Derby winning figure. So Motown fits in this Grade 1 Hollywood Derby because no one except him and Sharp Samurai has run as quickly, and he could run even better second time on the grass. He closed into slow fractions that day, and John Velasquez, riding a lot of the races on the West Coast this weekend with the big purses for the Turf Festival, comes out to ride him from the West Coast. Velasquez, by the way, 5 for 11 with Tony Dutro in the last year, so that's a heck of a combination. The price here is going to be the 6 Super Tappet. Completely blocked last time out from the quarter pole to the 8th pole against older allowance foes at Aqueduct. And before that, had some trouble as well when he was up close. Not really that cost him, but the last one really did cost him. He won the Grade 3 Marine, so one of only a couple horses in the race with graded stakes wins here. One before, three back actually, at a mile and a 16th on the all-weather in Woodbine. Before that, they tried him on dirt. He ran okay in his maiden race, and then he ran badly in allowance in the Lexington Stakes. He's really bred for the turf. Really can get the last run here if he doesn't have any traffic trouble. Lascano comes out to ride for Cassie. The 12-1 odds are pretty hard to ignore. The 4, Sharp Samurai, you can't knock him. He's 6-9 in his career. It's hard to make him the third pick here. He's won 4 stakes in a row, 3 graded, beating up all the horses on the West Coast, including 5 of the other ones here. Just won pretty easily last time out with a 113 figure. He's not a knock, but of course, he's going to be 2-1 or less. I would take Mo down here, the 7, as a win bet, a 2-1 or better. And I would make a second win bet for sure on Super Tappet, a 3-1 or better, at a place bet, a 5-1 or better in this race. Very playable. Going to throw in the 9 Big Score, who ran second to Sharp Samurai, and some exactas as well. So the win bets are Motown and Super Tappet. Bet them both. The exact is going to be Motown, Super Tappet, and Sharp Samurai over Motown, Super Tappet, Sharp Samurai, and Big Score. You can play that as a trifecta as well. We're going to go to Northern California here for the 7th race at Golden Gate. The Berkeley Handicap. Usually don't look at these races. I'm a fan of the all-weather surfaces, but this Grade 3 race with $100,000 purse drew a field of 14, and it becomes very, very playable because of that. And I'm going to find a horse to key on here, and that's going to be the 8 Force for the always solid barn of John Martin in Northern California. Wins about a third of his races all the time. This horse was actually bred in Ireland, raced in England, came to the U.S., ran 4 races. Trainer Eddie Freeman did not know what to do with the horse. Sent him to Martin's barn for his May 29th Northern Cal debut on the Tapeda at a mile, and he blasted off the win with a strong, at the time, 102 figure, and then he was flattered when the second horse came back to win. He's 2-for-2 at Golden Gate now on the all-weather because he won his last race at Golden Gate, a classified allowance with a big turn of foot, going from 3rd, 2.5 back with an 1/8 of a mile to go to blast off by 2. And he came from 10 back in that race. Juan Hernandez rides him and he's been up for his last 2 wins. His figures are solid. 109 for the win in the Rolling Green Stakes at Golden Gate on the turf in September. 104 last time out. 110 on the turf in September. And the 102 in May when he was just getting used to racing in the U.S. He opens at 6-1, you wouldn't get that kind of value on the horse who was 3-5 last time out and 2-1 when he won the stakes if this wasn't such a huge field. So the 8th Force is really the play here. 2-1 or better for a win bet. It's a number of horses to use if you play exotics, pick threes, doubles, exactas. There are the 12 Rye and El Camino de Paraiso, the 14, who ran 1-2 separated a neck in a highly rated allowance race, 9 furlongs on the grass. And they both have run well on the all-weather. That's the 9. That's the 12 and the 14, Ryan Camino del Paraiso. Then there is Seattle Serenade, the 1, and Street Moxie, the 9, who ran 1st and 2nd, respectively, separated by a neck in the Bulldog on the regular dirt at Fresno, but also ran very well previously in similar situations. And they both come from really good barns. Seattle Serenade, trained by Jerry Hollendorfer, 5-11 in his career. Street Moxie, trained by Jonathan Wong, who's winning at 36%, 30 on the year, just got beat in that last race. So those are also horses to use here. So where I want to play the race, besides the win bet on Force, is I want to play Force over Rye, Camino de Paraiso, Seattle Serenade, Street Moxie, and we'll throw in Hard Aces here, who will be the 3-1 morning line favorite, who's a good horse, but he's no standout. Force over Rye, Camino de Paraiso, Seattle Serenade, Street Moxie, and Hard Aces. Play the reverse as well. There's no point in getting beaten with Force at 6-1 if he happens to run second, but Force is the key bet today in this race. In the 7th at Golden Gate, the Berkeley Handicap, post time, 6:45 Eastern, 3:45 Pacific. The ninth and final at Del Mar on Saturday is a stakes race, a grade three, the Jimmy Durante Stakes for two-year-old fillies going a mile on the grass. And this podcast and the accompanying blog at amwager.com aren't called key races for nothing, because this is a key bet here on the two. Daddy is a Legend, opening at 9-2, field of 13, but Daddy's a Legend ships out after breaking her maiden at Keeneland. Just tremendous move. 11th, the 9th, the 4th, in front by 5, coasting home by 2.5. Showed a lot of talent. Before that, ran really well. Ran second to Rushing Fall, who came out of that race to win the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf. Daddy's Legend gets a two-post. Joe Bravo comes west to ride. Has a turf workout at Del Mar. George Weaver looks to have a really nice filly here. Daddy's a Legend at 9-2 morning line would be a real gift. I don't think we're going to get that, but still, it doesn't really matter. Daddy's a Legend is a key bet to win at 2-1 or better. And we'll use Daddy's a Legend in exactas over Raucus, who ran very well to win last time out. Ever So True with John Velasquez for Peter Miller, who is still a maiden but got beat 3/4 in a decently rated race. Second career start, first at a mile. Fatal Bear, who ran 5th after getting up to 3rd in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf behind the aforementioned Rushing Fall. And Lexington Grace, who makes her U.S. debut, has the most wins in the field with 4. 4 wins in 11 races in Europe. Daddy's a Legend over Raucus, Ever So True, Fatal Bear, and Lexington Grace. Turn it around as well in case she runs 2nd, because it is possible with a big field to get in some traffic trouble. But Daddy's a Legend is a key bet here in the 9th at Del Mar, the Jimmy Durante on Saturday. Post time, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 Pacific. One race on Sunday we're going to go to is the 7th at Del Mar on Sunday. The Grade 1 Matriarch, 6:30 Eastern, 3:30 Pacific. And I looked at a lot of videos for this race, and I really like a price in a great 12-horse field where you can really go a lot of ways. But Mrs. McDougal, the one opening at 15-1, is a key bet for me, a key long shot bet on the card. She's 5-15. She's won 4,000 short of a half million in her career. She won the Lake George at Saratoga as a 2-year-old, so you know she's got some quality. She won the Plenty of Grace in the spring of her 4-year-old year last year. I should say Lake George as a 3-year-old. Then the Plenty of Grace. She won the Grade 3 Noble Damsel in 2016, which is the same race that another one of these ran, which I'll get back to in a minute here, this year. And then she made her 2017 debut, moving from Chad Brown to Dick Mandela. Probably got a little injury there from September to July. Came back and ran 3rd in the Oceanitas, the female equivalent of the Del Mar opening week stakes, the Oceanside. Then ran to the Grade 2 John Mabey, got up to within a half a length to Cambodia, and then was only 4-1, didn't run well. Had some trouble after kind of pulling herself to the lead in the Swing Time Stakes. And then in the Gold Dakova, which is a common race here, won by Kitten's Roar with Thundering Sky 2nd, she just could not be ridden the last 3/16 of a mile to the 8th pole. I mean, she was totally blocked. Javier Castellano completely gave up. There's nothing he could do. Castellano wants to ride her back here. She gets the rail instead of the 12, which isn't going to hurt her at all a bit here. And if she gets any kind of path to run late, Mrs. McDougal can explode here and win. I really like Mrs. McDougal here in the 7th at Del Mar, the Matriarch Stakes on Sunday, 6:30 Eastern, 3:30 Pacific. Going to bet her to win and place at 3-1 or more. The place bet, she doesn't really run 2nd, but at this price, if she comes in 2nd, it's going to be a great play. We're going to use the 7 Cambodia, who really has no knocks. She won the Grade 2 Yellow Ribbon and the Grade 2 John C. Mabey at Del Mar this summer. She was only beaten a length of 3/4 in the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Turf. She's going to go off around 2-1. So you got to use her in your multi-race bets like the Pick 3, Pick 4, Doubles, and, of course, Exactas. Going to use the 12 Kitten's Roar, who won the aforementioned Gold Dakova, but really had a dream trip. And she gets the 12 post today. But you can't knock a horse. She's won 800,000. She's been first or second in 14 and 19. So I cannot take a stand against her as well. And then for the minor exotics, going to use the 2 Lull and the 8 Off Limits. They both are pretty good horses, not as good as the top 3. So besides Mrs. McDougal to win a place here, certainly if you could get 3-1 or more, you could bet Cambodia to win. 7-2 or more, you could bet Kitten's Roar to win. I don't think you'll get it. The exact is going to be 1-7-12, Mrs. McDougal, Cambodian Kitten's Roar over everybody, because everybody can run second here, and if one of the favorites wins Cambodia or Kitten's Roar, you might get something back if Mrs. McDougal runs second or if somebody else does. And then a 5-horse exacta box of Mrs. McDougal, Lull, Cambodia, Off Limits, and Kitten's Roar. That's 1-2-7-8-12 as an exacta box in the race. But Mrs. McDougal here, if nothing else runs well this weekend on the blog and the podcast, if she runs well, we'll have made our money. Thanks so much for listening to this week's blog podcast. Please check out the blog at amwager.com every week and sign up if you can sign up for their ADW service. And we'll talk to you again next week.